This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for Monday. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Greg McBride of Allendale for our opening market discussion. Greg, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
A little bit back and forth. Very mild trade, low volume for corn and beans here. The corn down a tick in the overnight. Beans up about 3 3/4, 4 cents, just off the highs right now after getting beaten up on Friday. As we go into this week, all eyes are on the big USDA reports. We've got the prospective plantings and the quarterly grain stocks that come out on Thursday at 11 o'clock.
And Greg, just looking forward to those reports, any surprises we're expecting? Are we expecting a fairly straightforward report? What's kind of the lay of the land right now?
Well, everybody's going to be looking at the acreage numbers, and there's a little bit of controversy there. We know that the USDA is looking for lower acres out of corn and beans. That's kind of the way, or higher acres out of beans, but lower acres out of corn. That's kind of the way that everybody's looking. But when we did our annual acreage survey, we actually came up with a little bit higher numbers than expected out of corn. So we were at just about 94 and a half, a little over 94 and a half million for last year's planted acres. We're just under 93 and a half. Most of the trade is just under 92 million. So still fairly high on the acreage side, at least for our expectations. On the bean side of things, we are looking for some higher numbers out of there. 83.6 was where we planted last year. The average puts us at 86.5 for this Thursday's report. So we are a little bit different than what everybody else is looking at. Allendale is a little bit lower than the average guess on beans, and a little bit higher than the average guess on corn. As we go into looking at the quarterly grain stocks, we are seeing obviously inflated numbers because we've got higher ending stocks overall. This will be the highest endings, or this will be the highest stocks number for March that we've seen in the last 5 years. This will be up 13.9% if the average of 8.427 billion does come true. And then on the bean side of things, we're up about 8.5% from last year. So obviously, still leaning towards the bear side of things with higher numbers here. The pile at the end of the year is going to be obviously a little bit bigger, but there is still some concerns as we start to look at the amount of rain that Argentina has gotten hammered with over the last couple of weeks. They're hoping that once they get past this, that they'll see some sunshine and get things to dry out a little bit. But they've been hit pretty hard with some torrential rains down there.
Let's switch over to the other side of the ag marketplace. What's happening with the livestock?
So as we closed out Friday, we got the monthly cattle on feed report came in just a touch higher on the on-feed number at 1.3% over last year, and marketings were actually a little bit lower at 103.4, so 3.4% over last year. But the big bear number that we saw was on the placement side of things. Expectations were for 6.4% higher than last year at this time. However, we came in at 9.7% higher than last year. So we do look like we're going to probably start out on the defensive on this cattle market for the morning here. Early bids have us about a dollar and a half or so below Friday's settlement in that June contract. So we're looking at an open around 181.50. On the hog side of things, kind of a little bit of a back and forth. We did finish the week a little bit stronger last week after seeing some back and fill for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Basically, all we've done is go back down and test support. So this might have been a needed correction or backing it off, maybe testing some of these support levels. That's exactly what we did in the 40-day and the 34-day moving average. So I wouldn't necessarily say that the market is done going up at this point, but it did need to see that correction to keep it from getting overbought.
So, Greg, in what we learned in that cattle on feed report last week, what will be the conversations you will be having with cattle producers now in the coming days?
Well, a lot of it is going to be, we still know that the overall situation in cattle is bullish in the long term as far as production goes. So some of these higher in numbers do put a little bit of concern about that. But the idea is more that seeing these corrections or these retracements is healthy for the market. It doesn't take away the bullish undertones, but it does give a reason for guys to start looking at the at hedges when we get to those upper levels again. If that's the case, we want to make sure that we're covering the downside just in case there's some sort of black swan event, or in case the USDA does come in and make changes to production later on.
And then, Greg, just wrapping up with an overall point about weather, we are finally getting some rainfall here in Iowa. Looks like we might be getting a little bit more coming up here in the near future. It's just good to see, because we know Iowa's one of the driest spots on the Midwest Drought Monitor map.
Yeah, absolutely. And this will be something to watch. It's not necessarily that we think that we're going to fix everything here, but it is something to keep an eye on. Still a little bit too cold, too early to get the planters rolling just yet in the upper portion of the Midwest. But we are hearing that some of the planters are running down in the southern portion of Missouri as of last week. So maybe not up to insurance standards, but we'll see what they're doing over the next couple of weeks. We can warm up. We might get these planters rolling here maybe around April 10th, right at the beginning of the insurance period.
Greg McBride of Allendale, our guest here today. Greg, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Give us a call at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
Greg, thanks so much for the time. We always appreciate it. Have a great rest of your week.
Thank you, Mark.
That was Greg McBride with Allendale. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up a half cent at $4.39¾. May soybeans up 8 even at $12.50. Chicago wheat up 4¼ at $5.59 even. Minneapolis wheat up 2½ at $6.63½. Kansas City hard red wheat up 4½ at $5.95 even. And May oats up 3 even at $3.61¼. On the Merc, April live cattle down $1.20 at $186.30. April feeder cattle down $2.07 at $249.42. April lean hogs down 7 cents at $84.50. April pork cutout unchanged at $92.42, and Class 3 milk up 7 cents at $15.64. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.